Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
Brian Gula is 18. He's at home in Gig Harbor, doing what he loves to do when he's not at school. Before we begin to talk, his good buddy drops by.
Hi, this is my friend Scott. He's been my best friend since I was in fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, take a seat.
It takes on average 15 to 20 minutes to get him away from the piano if I come over. He'll call me, hey, want to come over? Yeah, okay, I'll see you in 10.
It's a dangerous thing, that piano.
Brian loves traditional musicals.
The Rodgers and Hammerstein, like Cinderella and Oklahoma.
But when a friend suggested he audition for a show called Spring Awakening.
When I thought it was a weird rock show and I was never really into it.
It's no Oklahoma.
Oh, that is for sure.
Touch me.
All silent.
Baby, just tell me.
Tell me, please. All is forgiven.
Touch.
Spring Awakening is based on a German play that was written in the late 1800s. It's a story about adolescence and all the turmoil that comes with that age. The play includes a rape. And because of its explicit subject matter, it was actually banned for several years. Then in 2005, pop singer Duncan Sheik and playwright Steven Sater adapted the play into a rock musical. They gave it a guitar-driven score. Spring Awakening, the musical, eliminates the rape. But all the other heavy material, suicide, child abuse, and abortion are there. The show won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical in 2007. When the rights were released for amateur productions, that's when Seattle's Bolligan Theater jumped at the chance to stage it. Jake Rochong is the founder and executive director of Bolligan.
I think pushing the boundaries of what we're used to seeing on stage is always healthy for the theater art form. But I do think that there's something, by putting something sexy or dark or even a little violent, it just creates that little intrigue.
Rochong worked as an actor in Seattle for several years. He moved to Israel. Then 6 years ago, he came back only to discover that one of his favorite theaters, the Empty Space Theater, was about to shut down.
So suddenly this mid-sized theater that Seattle used to be really well known for, they do incredible work, was all disappearing.
Empty Space was known for producing provocative work. Rochong wanted Bolligan to produce edgy material, and he wanted to inspire the next generation of theater patrons.
There was a type of theater company that was missing, particularly one that really appealed to the younger audience. Not children's theater, but more the teenagers and the college students and the under 50s even.
Still, you must admit, with all the differing
genitalia,
it truly is daunting.
Actor Brian Gula.
When people ask me what the show's about, I tell them that it is the journey of all of these teens as they not only find themselves, but go through their own personal emotional journey and, you know, adolescent suicide and beating stuff. Still, you know, we still have that today. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, it's still relevant today. And putting it out there in a musical for people to see is so important for them to be able to grapple with it.
The Spring Awakening shows sold out last winter. When the theater decided to bring it back, it lost its two main actors to prior commitments. But instead of replacing them with other adults, this time, director Eric Akram decided to fill the roles with actual teenagers.
Musical theater is an art form that tends to give leading roles to people in their 30s and character roles to people in their 50s. There aren't very many shows that are dominated by teenage performers.
In looking for young actors, the director needed teens who could sing at a really high level, but who were mature enough to handle the really intense material. He cast Brian as Melchior and 17-year-old Tori Gresham from Yakima as his girlfriend, Vendela.
And I think that ultimately youth is a character in this show. If we see people pretending to be young, there's an element missing.
Bolligan's production of Spring Awakening continues this weekend in Seattle. And it plays next weekend in Mount Vernon. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.